Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the members of the Highland Robotics team about what it is they do. This is part two of a two-part interview.
Okay, so now who does what? Who does the programming, who does the driving, and who does the building? Or is it a combination of all of you?
We like to keep it as a full team effort. A lot of us try to do a lot of different things. So if somebody isn't here one day, another person can pick up where they left off. Mm-hmm. So we don't want to have any dead time. But there are some specific roles that some of us fill. The team is kind of split into two sections. We have an outreach section, and we have mm-hmm. another engineering section where people work on the robot, whereas the outreach works on posters, business cards, other branding stuff.
Okay. I would like to ask each person to answer a question individually. How did you get involved with the robotics team, and what do you like best about it?
So I got started with FIRST when I was in the fourth or third grade, and I was on the FLL team, and I've been on that since the eighth grade, and then I decided to step up and do robotics with my brother and then the rest of my FLL team.
Yeah, like Emily, I started with FIRST LEGO League, which is... And the FIRST program has different stages, one being LEGO League, where you build smaller robots out of Legos, then FIRST Tech Challenge, then FIRST Robotics Competition. But I started in fourth grade also and just kept with it up to FTC in high school. I don't know, I like seeing all the other teams and the robots that they come up with and working with the other people from the other schools.
I started when I was a sophomore. I was just always interested with working with stuff, and my sister was talking about this class, and I was like, oh, sweet, I'll try it. And I came in here, and after the first year, it had me hooked. I've just always loved it, and just doing everything with it, and seeing the teams and the spirit it's got. And I just love being a part of the team and just working with everybody else to make a robot.
This is actually my first year in robotics. I saw it on the schedule thing, and I'm like, that sounds interesting. I'll try it. And I really like all the teams, all the different teams watching the other robots, and just being on a team that does know what they're doing.
I started back, like Emily, in fourth grade, third or fourth, influenced by Nathan and the rest of the team, because I saw them during assembly, and I've been in robotics until now. My favorite part about everything is meeting new people and seeing everyone at the competitions, and that they do the same thing as us, and it's really neat.
I started, this will be my second and a half year. I joined halfway through my freshman year when I was told by Nathan, and I had just kind of seen what they were doing in here, and I thought that it was really cool. I've always been interested in engineering. And my favorite part about it is working with people and doing graphic design things such as branding, making business cards. That kind of goes into the field I want to go to in college, so it's good practice.
I started in fourth grade, I think, and I just have moved up ever since and just kept going with it. My favorite part about it, I guess, is the business part of it. I'm not really into, like, the whole engineering, but it's a lot more than that, and I have a lot more experience, I think, than most people on the business side.
I also started in fourth grade. I kind of saw that my brother was doing FIRST LEGO League and FTC, and it looked like loads of fun, and I wanted to keep moving up. So he was kind of mentoring our LEGO League team while he was in FTC, some of that, too, and I thought it looked like fun. My favorite thing would be seeing everyone, talking to everyone out in the community, explaining what it is we do, how they can get involved. There's always a bunch of people that are trying to figure out how to start a team, or helping people out to try and get that started.
I started freshman year, and I decided on the class when I was planning in eighth grade on what classes I want to take. I saw, ooh, robotics, that looks like it could be interesting. I signed up for that and came in not knowing what to expect, and from there, kind of getting washed over with building a robot, the outreach, and just all the different parts of the whole program and what the FIRST Tech Challenge had to offer kind of grabbed me by the scruff of my neck and said, stay here. I've just been interested in the entire program, and I love seeing how many different ideas every team comes up with to complete one challenge, because there's no robot that's alike at any of the challenges we go to.
This is my third year in FTC. I started out as a freshman with, like, just overall FIRST programs, and I kind of got interested in it because the 2 years before I joined, my brother joined it, and I thought it was kind of interesting what they were doing with it, so I thought I'd give it a try to see what it was all about and everything. And I have to say that my favorite part about it is being able to meet new teams or just new people, and it's for every competition, you're not always stuck with the same alliance partner. You get stuck with different teams, and it's, I think, just a lot of fun.
Any comments from the coach here?
I would say what seems like most of the kids like is that it's really hands-on. Instead of just being in class and having me lecture or whatever, they pretty much get turned loose and work on their own stuff. And I don't give them a whole lot of input. They usually come up with all their own ideas and do all the building themselves. So they get to do all of that on their own. And it's pretty cool to see what they come up with. It's a challenge. Like they said, it's different every year. The programming, the hardware that we use has changed over time. So when you feel like you have a grasp on it, then all of a sudden it changes and you have to learn new things. Where in all the other classes that I teach, like chemistry, it's been the same for 60 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't have to worry about learning a new thing and putting in, you know, new ideas. But with these guys, it's constantly changing.
All right. Is there anything else that anyone would like to say about the club or about the competition or anything like that?
On the 25th of February, we're going to be up at the Coralville Marriott. If you want to come see us, that's going to be the state competition. There's lots of teams, and it's a good time.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with the Highland Robotics team. This has been part two of a two-part interview. Find this program and part one at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.